Well, hello everyone. How are you doing? Are you doing good? I hope you're holding up well. I'm doing good myself, not too bad at all. Thanks for asking. Did you ask? No. So I'm coming to you today from a misty and cold Ireland. It's been like, you know, drizzly and still has that winter bite in the air, I suppose. You know, when you go running there or anything, you can feel it. That's what I do. I get up early in the morning and I go running. I do like 5k run, you know, a nice fast run, and I just take off and I feel the cold in my body and it wakes me up. It's torture, but it's good to do it as well because it gets your mind in the right frame, I suppose. So I hope you're all looking after yourselves. I hope you're staying fit and healthy as much as you can, because it is important for your mental health as well, you know. When we're under quarantine or whatever you want to call it, lockdown, it's kind of like you can fall into the couch potato thing, you know. And the funny thing is as well, what I've noticed is I've seen more people out exercising. And you can see like that they probably never do, you know. There's people running and you know that, like, you can tell when someone just start, you know, when they're just beginning to run. You know, by the way, their stride isn't, you know, and that, like, and you can see people are taking, which is cool as well, you know what I mean? It's really nice to see it. But yeah, so getting out and getting a bit of air, even if it's 10, 15 minutes a day, is good. Or what I do as well is I do a lot of push-ups, you know, when I feel like I could just walk past the TV and I look, and I do push-ups, and then I do sit-ups, and then I do some planks, and then I keep busy and keep active, because it's so easy to fall into this whole idea of being, as I said, like locked down or locked up or whatever. So last week I took a small bit of a break. It was like the thing about making audio is you're always thinking about audio, you know. You're always, you're never kind of off. You can see that people will get the impression that you have a lot of time off, but you're kind of never out of it. You're always thinking, what am I going to write? You know, it's coming, like next week comes quickly. The next audio is coming up. And then you're looking through the ideas and the threads and you're picking them out, and you might start an idea and then something else catches your attention, you start that idea. So it's kind of like you're constantly on, you know. You wake up in the morning, the first thing I think of in the morning is like, what am I going to do today? What am I going to write? What am I going to look at? And sometimes you can't write then as well, and it's kind of frustrating, you know. You're kind of looking at an idea and you're, I can't get to it. And you might have to put that one away and then come back 3 days later and it'll flow out. And happened just before I took the break, that audio that I did, the recent one, I made the whole audio, and I just felt this such lack of connection, you know, like 10, 15 minutes into it, and I was like, what's going on here? I wasn't connecting with myself. And that's the thing about audio, like, you need to kind of connect, like, to your own, I don't know, like, sensitivity or whatever. You need to put yourself into that scene. I do anyway, I don't know if anybody else does, but I do, that's what I do. And I was kind of going through the audio, and I was like, that's something off here. And I got like nearly to the end of it, and I just said, fuck this. I just stopped. I go, ugh, not. And you know, the start of it was okay. But then I had the idea, you know. I had like where I wanted to go with it. So I just stopped anyway, and I said, I'm just going to switch off for a few days. I'm just going to like put everything away, stay off Twitter, switch off for a few days, because there's nothing worse than putting out something that, like, you know, you always like, look, you're going to put out good audios, you're going to put out okay audios, sometimes they're going to get better, other times they're kind of like you're just making audio and you're not that happy with it. But you don't want to put out bad, really bad audio, you know. If you put out a bad audio, you're like, oh no, just because that's not a good thing to do. So what I did anyways, I switched off, and I actually watched some TV, Netflix, because I never do. I watch YouTube, and I kind of watch in like increments. For the last few weeks I was watching Vincent van Gogh documentaries, and I'd sleep with them as well. I'd listen to them on YouTube going to sleep, and I'm fascinated with him and his life. So I read into that, and I was researching today where his illnesses came from, what happened to his ear and all that. And now that's what I do. I kind of, you know, watch short YouTube videos. But then I said I'm going to watch Tiger King. And I know that, you know, when these trends are around, when everyone is talking about something, I always go, oh, no, I can't, because then I'll be a Tiger King talker. I'd be the one that'll be like blabbing on about Tiger King. But I watched it and I was like, holy fuck. I watched the first two and I was like, oh my God. And there's just so much layers to it. I was like, oh. And I was trying to think, is there anybody actually, like, is there anyone that's, no, it's a TV program, so it's hard to diagnose people. But you are looking at it and you're kind of going, is there anybody that's sane? I think the girl that lost her hand is probably the most sane. Because I followed up and I watched an interview with her with, I think it's David Spade. If you want to check that out on YouTube, it's a really good interview. And she really goes into the truth of the story and, you know, who's who and what's what and all that. So I watched that and I was like, whoa, it was a good break, you know, because it was like, it took my mind off everything. And I kind of binge watched it. I watched, which is very unusual for me because I haven't got the attention span. I really haven't for things that are like an hour long even, you know. I watched 3 hours one night and 3 hours the next night, and I watched the extras. Then I caught up with some of it on YouTube, and it was a good break. It was a good break from, you know, constantly thinking about audio and that. So then I went back to the idea that I had, and I kind of looked over what I had written, and I went back over again, and I made it, and I really felt connected. Like, I was like, fuck, this is really it. You know, I knew. When I made our audio, like, I was like, that this is exactly where I want to be. And I made another one. And it's kind of like old Gale Force stuff as well. So that's coming up as well. And it's kind of like a throwback to that kind of narration. You know that kind of narration that I started off doing? It's kind of like that. Like, and you'll hear it. So it was good to get that little break and give myself a little, even though it was only a couple of notes. 3 days, but it wasn't a break as such from working too hard, right? It's just a break from it. It's hard to explain. Like, if you're doing this thing all the time, it's hard to explain. You can kind of get, or if you're tired, or if, like, you like to record, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to go your way. You're not, when you're recording, you need, like, for me anyway, I like to have, you know, a good temperature in the room. I like to have, like, dead silence. And I have a place for silence, but there's still songs that can come in, you know, and they can distract you. But I like to have everything right. I like to have the words coming out of my mouth right. I check that. I'm looking at everything. I'm such a perfectionist, and it's like I can never be really happy. But I was happy with, like, not ecstatically happy. But I was like, yes, thank God. But like what I'm trying to say is that you have to pick the right time. You know, for the audio, you really have to pick. You have to be right on the ball, and when it's right, it's really nice. It's really nice to get something out that's good. So it's not like you can't really record all the time. You know, I could make an audio off the cuff all the time, but it wouldn't get that you know what I mean, that connection. You wouldn't get it across to people. You wouldn't be able to get into it, like, get really in, and all the time you just become mindless. Like, you'll just, it's like you're reading, you know. Yeah, it's like that erotica style where you hear people just reading and you're kind of going, okay. But I kind of, you know, I don't like that reading style. I kind of like it. I did a bit of it in the second audio I made. There's a bit of reading, but what I do is I'll write things, and I'll they're kind of like basic guidelines. Because I don't like to read exactly what I wrote, because it sounds like you're reading. So I'll improvise over what, I'll just look at lines, and I'm not reading the lines. They're guiding me, so I don't get, you know, mixed up or, you know, jump ahead too far or whatever. So I'm kind of reading the lines and then adding stuff in, and some things come out and I'm like, wow, that's the best thing about recording. That's how you know when you're really doing good. Like, when you write something and when you look at what you recorded or listen to what you recorded, and when you look at what you've written and they're different, and it's like, yay, it's a good feeling. It really is, because you know there's something else kind of kicking in and helping you. So that's my story anyway behind my little break. I was feeling a small but kind of ill as well, you know, a small but kind of run down, I suppose. You know that kind of feeling where you're kind of like, and I guess it's from what we're all going through. You know, we're being bombarded. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, you're gonna get tired of it. Like, every time you turn on the you switch on YouTube, every time you switch on the news, if you're in a car, if you're traveling, like, you know, all that. And then I had to bring my mom to the hospital. And that's another, like, that's such a worry, like, because it's like you're going to the lion's den for all the world, and you're bringing your mom to the hospital for a completely different reason. But what was funny, my mom is just, she's such a character, like, you know, when she goes to the hospital, the doctors are just, oh, she's unbelievable. I can't even get into how bad she can be or how funny she can be. You know, you'd have to understand her sense of humor, but they're just like, it's just like the doctors are just like stunned at her, and they find her very funny, and they have pet names for her and everything. But when we went to the hospital, and she got a checkup, and we went up to the doctor, approached me, and he said, "Come with me there a second." And myself and my mom walked with him, and he opened this room, and there's just like this big, I swear, lads, a big throne of chocolates. There was everything there. There was Easter eggs. There was like everything you can name there. Like, I was like, oh my good God. And he said, "Will you please take as much of that as you can?" And we're looking at him and we're like, oh. And he goes, coronavirus is one thing. He said, "I don't want to be dealing with more diabetes." He said, "The staff were being inundated with like chocolates, boxes and which is very nice from people, which is super nice from the people that are giving it to them, you know, it really is." But yeah, so my mom got a load of chocolate, and she was absolutely delighted. And yeah, so she's a good supply of everything. There was everything there, like, and it was like jellies, chocolates. There was chips with crisps, we call them, and there was some soda as well. So it was like my mom for my first checkup, and it was a windfall. Yeah, so that was cool, but. I suppose, look, but anyway, I'm back and I'm looking at the workshop threads, and I've picked out some audio as well, and I think they're going to be quite good as well. I'll be working on those, and they'll be coming up really, really soon. So thanks for bearing with me for a few days. I hope we haven't got long to go, right? And things are going to be tough as well in the future. There's no point in being too sugarcoaty. Is that a word? Sugarcoaty? It is, no. But we have to, like, you know, we're going to have to move on anyway. I suppose we all did our best. We're doing our best. And by the time we get there, we did our best. You know? It doesn't make sense. But when we get there, you know, I think, like, the majority of people have been really, really good. From what I can see, I think it's like 98% really, really good. I mean, when I step outside, the streets are empty. You see around the world, the streets are empty. People in general are just good people, and it proves it. And there's always going to be the odd dope. There always is. But, like, who cares? You know, the good people did a good thing. And when it'll be over, and we'll push through it, and we can pat ourselves on the back. It's been an amazing effort. I mean, I'm really, really encouraged by it. I know a lot of people mightn't see it like that, but when I look at it, I go, whoa, like, the world's just unified, you know. It's just, it's amazing to see it. It's nothing like this ever happened in our lifetime anyway. So it's just a spectacular effort from everybody, and I think we look back and we'll really say that we did that. Like, whatever about our governments, lads, you know, fuck the governments. It's like, the Irish government isn't the Irish people at all. It is not. Trust me on that, you know, it's not. And I know the English people will say the same thing about the English government. Around the world, you'll see the same. It's always the same. You don't blame the people. You know, go after the government, you know, whatever. But, like, it's us. It's us. And it's not even, like it is us that, you know, that cared. But look at our... Look at people that, like, are essential workers. Look at those people. Look at the bravery. Like, look at it. Like, getting up in the morning and going in and facing that. Like, and the risk you have for your family. And there's so many of them at the dying. Like, they're frontline people. They're, like, they're real people that are, you know, they deserve, you know, I'm getting kind of emotional thinking about it. But they deserve every single accolade that you can think of. They're selfless people. And the ordinary people, you know, the people that aren't essential workers that are doing their best, it's the same thing. You're being selfless. You're protecting other people. You really are. Because in general, there's like, let's be honest, like, for the most part, most of us, when we get it, we're going to be okay. You know, we'd probably get very fucking sick, you know, very sick, and push through and get over it. So, like, I wouldn't be worried about myself. I know a lot of you aren't too worried about yourself, but you're worried about, like, your people around, your parents, you're worried about your grandparents, you're worried about, I don't know, if you've a sick brother or sister. If you're sick yourself, yeah, you're going to be worried. But you know what I mean? It's a very selfless thing that you're looking at. Around the whole world, you're looking at a huge amount of selflessness. And I know, it just makes me happy to see that. Now, I know, as I said, some people mightn't think that. But when we look back at it, and it might be a few years' time or whatever, and we look back and we go, fuck, we really did. I think we really did. And we did, like, we did. So I just want to clap for everybody. I'm clapping on my own. But I just really do. You all rock. All right, so guys, I'm going to love you and leave you. And thanks again for being awesome. And thanks for sticking with me through this. I know, like, there are a lot of people that are in financial difficulty at the moment. I know that. Like, I mean, it's not an easy time. But there's people losing their jobs everywhere. There really is. And it's tough. You know, it really is tough on people. And that's really appreciated that you have stuck with me through this time. And I won't forget that either. Okay. I'll talk to you soon, lads. Right? Catch you later.